The news was published on Sunday, September 29th, 2024. I am Tom. Well, folks, buckle up because we're about to dive into some mind-bending stuff happening in the world of AI. You know how sometimes tech advances feel like baby steps? Well, this isn't one of those times. We're talking about a giant leap that's got the whole tech world buzzing like a beehive on Red Bull. So, picture this. OpenAI, those clever folks who've been pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence, just dropped a bombshell on September 12th. They unveiled their latest brainchild, a shiny new AI model called O1. And let me tell you, this isn't your average Joe of AI models. This bad boy is flexing its digital muscles and showing off in ways that are making even the brightest human minds scratch their heads. Now, we've all seen those benchmark tests, right? The ones that are supposed to separate the wheat from the chaff in the AI world. Well, O1 isn't just acing these tests, it's rewriting the rulebook. We're talking about an AI that's not just keeping up with PhD-level experts, but leaving them in the dust. And get this, it's not just in one or two fields. This digital Einstein is outperforming human experts across the board in almost every domain you can think of. But here's where it gets really wild. Dr. Alan D. Thompson, a big cheese in the AI research world, is calling O1 a complete game changer. And when a guy like Thompson gets excited, you know something big is happening. He's not talking about some incremental improvement or a slightly better mousetrap. No, he's saying O1 is like going from a bicycle to a rocket ship in one go. It's a whole new paradigm, a fresh start that's making everyone rethink what AI can do. So let's talk about the historical echoes of this O1 breakthrough. You know, it's funny how history has a way of rhyming, right? Back in 1945, we saw something eerily similar with the creation of ENIAC, the first modern computer. Now, I'm not talking about those clunky adding machines your grandpa might have used. ENIAC was a whole different beast. Picture this, a room the size of a small warehouse, filled with vacuum tubes, switches, and enough wiring to circle the globe. This behemoth could do in 30 seconds what would take a human 20 hours. It was like going from an abacus to a supercomputer overnight. The guys who built it, John Mockley and J. Presper Eckert, they were basically the rock stars of their time in the tech world. But here's the kicker. No one really knew what to do with it at first. It's like they'd invented a spaceship before we'd even figured out airplanes. The military used it for artillery firing tables, but that was just scratching the surface. It took years for people to wrap their heads around what this machine could really do. And that's exactly where we are with O1. We've got this incredible tool that's leaps and bounds beyond anything we've seen before. But we're still figuring out all the ways we can use it. It's like we've been given the keys to a Ferrari when we've only ever driven golf carts. The parallels don't stop there, though. Both ENIAC and O1 represent these massive paradigm shifts in what we thought was possible. ENIAC showed us that machines could do complex calculations faster than humans ever could. O1 is showing us that AI can outthink us in ways we never imagined. But here's where it gets really interesting. The ENIAC team faced a lot of the same challenges we're seeing with O1. They had to invent new programming languages, new ways of thinking about problem solving. They were literally making it up as they went along. And that's exactly what's happening now with O1. We're having to rethink everything we know about AI, about testing, about what intelligence even means. It's like we're standing at the edge of a new frontier, just like those engineers in 1945. They couldn't have imagined smartphones or the internet, and I bet we can't even begin to imagine what O1 and its successors will lead to. It's exciting, it's a little scary, but man, it's one hell of a ride. Now let's fast forward a bit to 1997. Remember when IBM's Deep Blue beat Garry Kasparov at chess? That was another one of those holy cow moments in AI history. Here we had a machine beating the world chess champion, and people were losing their minds. It was like the computer equivalent of the Miracle on Ice. The underdogs took down the champ. But let's break this down a bit. Kasparov wasn't just any chess player. This guy was a legend, a grandmaster who'd been dominating the chess world for over a decade. He was known for his aggressive style and his ability to think several moves ahead. In other words, he was the pinnacle of human chess playing ability. And then along comes Deep Blue, this hulking IBM supercomputer. It could calculate 200 million moves per second. That's not just impressive, that's mind-boggling. It's like trying to outrun a Ferrari on foot. But here's the thing. Deep Blue didn't just rely on brute force calculations. It had been programmed with chess strategies, opening moves, and endgame techniques. It was, in a way, distilling centuries of human chess knowledge into a single machine. The match itself was intense. Kasparov won the first game, and people thought, ah, see, humans are still on top. But then Deep Blue came back, winning the second game. The next three games were draws, and it all came down to the final game. Deep Blue won, and just like that, we had a new world chess champion, and it wasn't human. This was a huge moment for AI. It showed that machines could not only process information faster than humans, but they could also beat us at complex strategic thinking. It was like a glimpse into the future we're living in now with O1. But here's where it gets really interesting. After the match, Kasparov said something that I think applies perfectly to our situation with O1. He said, I lost my fighting spirit. He felt like he was playing against something he couldn't understand, something alien. And isn't that exactly how we feel looking at O1's capabilities? Just like Deep Blue, O1 is outperforming humans in areas we thought were uniquely human. It's not just crunching numbers faster. It's showing creativity, problem-solving skills, even forms of self-awareness that we can barely wrap our heads around. It's like we're all Kasparov now, facing off against a machine that seems to be operating on a whole different level. As O1 continues to evolve, we might be on the brink of some mind-blowing breakthroughs in fields like medicine and physics. I'm talking about potentially curing diseases we thought were incurable, or solving scientific mysteries that have stumped the brightest minds for centuries. It's like we've suddenly got a supercharged brain that never gets tired and can process information at lightning speed. Imagine O1 sifting through mountains of medical data, spotting patterns we've missed, and coming up with treatment approaches that could save millions of lives. Or picture it tackling the most complex equations in physics, unraveling the secrets of dark matter or quantum entanglement. We could be looking at a future where cancer becomes as treatable as the common cold, or where we finally understand the fundamental workings of the universe. But here's the kicker. O1 might not just be finding solutions to existing problems, it could be asking questions we haven't even thought to ask yet. It's like having Einstein, Marie Curie, and Stephen Hawking all rolled into one, working 24/7 without needing coffee breaks. The potential here is absolutely staggering, folks. We might be witnessing the dawn of a new scientific renaissance powered by artificial intelligence. Now, let's flip the coin and look at the darker side of this technological marvel. There's a very real possibility that O1 could be used to create some seriously scary stuff in the world of cyber weapons and military tech. We're not just talking about better firewalls or smarter missiles here. We're looking at the potential for AI-driven warfare that could make current military tech look like child's play. Imagine cyber attacks that can adapt and evolve in real time, outsmarting human defenders at every turn. Or AI systems that can coordinate entire battlefields, making split-second decisions faster than any human general ever could. It's like we're suddenly playing a game of chess where the opponent can see 50 moves ahead and change the rules mid-game. This could kick off a whole new kind of arms race, with countries scrambling to develop the most advanced AI weapon systems. And here's the really scary part. Once this genie is out of the bottle, it'll be almost impossible to put back in. We could be looking at a future where wars are fought by AIs against AIs, with humans just along for the ride. It's a sobering thought, and it really drives home the importance of having serious discussions about AI ethics and regulations before things get out of hand. Shifting gears a bit, let's talk about how O1 might completely revolutionize the way we think about education. We're not just talking about smarter textbooks or better online courses here. We're looking at the potential for completely personalized learning experiences that adapt in real time to each student's needs and learning style. Imagine a virtual tutor that understands exactly how your brain works, knows when you're struggling with a concept, and can explain it in a way that just clicks for you. It's like having the world's best teacher available 24/7 who never gets tired or frustrated. O1 could analyze a student's learning patterns, identify strengths and weaknesses, and create custom curriculum on the fly. Struggling with algebra? Your AI tutor might come up with a unique way to explain it using your favorite hobby. Having trouble staying focused? The system could adjust the pace and style of teaching to keep you engaged. This kind of personalized education could level the playing field in a big way, giving every student the opportunity to reach their full potential. It's not just about cramming more information into kids' heads. It's about teaching them how to think, how to learn, and how to adapt in a rapidly changing world. Now here's a wild thought. We might see O1 or similar AI systems taking on advisory roles in government, helping shape policy decisions based on incredibly complex data analysis. It's like having a super smart, unbiased advisor who can process vast amounts of information and see connections that human policymakers might miss. Imagine an AI that can analyze the potential impacts of a new law, taking into account economic factors, social dynamics, environmental concerns, and more, all in a matter of seconds. It could run thousands of simulations, predicting outcomes and identifying potential unintended consequences that human analysts might overlook. This could lead to more informed, data-driven decision-making in government. But here's the million-dollar question. How much should we rely on AI for these crucial decisions? There's a fine line between using AI as a tool to support human decision-makers and letting it make choices for us. We'll need to figure out how to balance the incredible analytical power of AI with human judgment, values, and ethics. It's a brave new world of governance we're stepping into, and we'll need to tread carefully to make sure we're using this technology to enhance democracy, not replace it. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Tom.